An immigrant detained at the Essex County Correctional Facility claims officers subjected him to a cavity search and then an x-ray at the hospital, all in a search for contraband that they never found. WNYC's Matt Katz has been covering conditions at the county jails for immigrants and other inmates, and he joins us this morning. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So who is this immigrant and why was he put in jail?
Yuri McCoy is his name. He arrived from Jamaica when he was three, and he's had run-ins with the law, which his attorney described as mostly marijuana possession and shoplifting offenses. He's also undocumented, which means he can't get a job legally. And so last Christmas, he told me that he shoplifted from a Macy's in New Jersey, clothes for his newborn son, plus a sweater he planned to sell on the street. And that's what got him on the radar of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Undocumented with a criminal history, he's deportable.
So how did McCoy end up at the Essex County Jail?
That's where ICE detains immigrants from New Jersey, and he got transferred there after serving time on the shoplifting arrest. So McCoy's in jail, not charged with a crime, just waiting on his deportation hearings. And then on March 2nd, he gets a visit from his six-month-old son and the son's mother.
So are detainees allowed to have visits from family at that jail, the Essex County Jail?
Yeah, they're called contact visits where they can hug their loved ones. But the catch is if they do that, they get strip searched afterwards. And this happens in a room that's one of the few in the jail without video cameras. In a use of force report that I obtained, the corrections officer said that after McCoy's visit, immediately afterwards, his demeanor seemed nervous and suspicious. He appeared to be concealing contraband in his rectum, and McCoy's hands allegedly went to his waistband and buttocks. The report says McCoy wouldn't raise his hands for the strip search, so the officer took him to the ground and handcuffed him. Now, McCoy says he knew the drill with strip searches, and he would never have refused one. In a call from the jail, here's how McCoy said it went down.
You take off everything, naked. Like they just look at you, tell you, bend over and cough. I was about to get naked, but he said the way I was moving, he thought I was trying to shove something up my rectum. So he punches me and throws me on the ground and then puts his knees in my back.
Now, everyone agrees on what happens next. McCoy is taken to the medical unit where he undergoes what the jail characterized as a strip search, but what McCoy called a body cavity search. Either way, no contraband was found, and still that didn't satisfy the officers, and he was then taken to a hospital.
So why did he have to go to the hospital then? Does he claim that the officers hurt him?
No. He says he was taken to the hospital to get an x-ray to once again see if he was hiding contraband. Essex County officials wouldn't go on the record about what happened, but medical records that his lawyer gave me indicate McCoy was sent to the hospital for possibly ingesting something, maybe contraband, but nothing was found. After all that, McCoy was charged with refusing to obey an officer, and he was placed in administrative detention, which is the jail's term for solitary confinement, for what McCoy says was 10 days.
So, Matt, what about x-raying a detainee to see if he has contraband? I mean, besides the cost of it, I mean, we know right. How much medical stuff costs these days. What are the ethics here?
Yeah, I wasn't sure. So I called a bioethicist at the University of Pennsylvania, Dominic Sisti. He studies how medical personnel are sometimes used for security purposes. And Sisti said it sounded like McCoy was treated inhumanely and exposed to radiation via the x-ray for no reason.
The idea that a person is behaving, quote unquote, suspiciously, and then is subjected to this type of humiliation to me is patently and undeniably unethical.
And Matt, you reported that Essex detains more immigrants than any other jail in here in this area, up to 900 immigrants at a time. What does McCoy's experience say about how immigrants are treated there?
So county officials have about a $45 million annual contract with ICE, and they point to national accreditations that indicate they're running a top-notch facility. But a few weeks ago, as we reported, the Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General lambasted conditions there, describing food that smelled like feces and ripped mattresses. So that's emboldened anti-ICE activists to push Essex, which is run entirely by Democrats, to either stop detaining immigrants at the local jail, the number of jailed immigrants has skyrocketed under President Trump, or at least use some of the ICE profits to give the immigrants attorneys and legal representation.
So has this led to any change at Essex?
Yeah, the pressure may be working. The activists did force a meeting of an ICE subcommittee last month of the county freeholder board, and that's where the county announced that it will allocate $750,000 for lawyers for some immigrants. And Brendan Gill, the president of the freeholders, that's the county's legislative body, he told me that he would not vote to renew the ICE contract if it expires while he's still on the board. And he's also supporting the creation of a civilian review panel to oversee complaints there. To that end, the freeholders are having another meeting today at 5 o'clock in Newark, where they'll hear more from the public about this this ICE contract.
All right, Matt Katz, great reporting as usual. Thanks so much, Matt.
Thank you, Richard.